The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Giuseppe Whelan is with me. Giuseppe is chairman of the Dolphin Swimming Club in Cork. Giuseppe, I understand you've got a 50-metre swimming pool in storage somewhere. Is that right?
I do indeed, Kieran. Yes, we bought what was the Commonwealth Games training pool that was put in place in 2022 for those games. It arrived into Cork on May the 10th of this year on the back of four 40-foot containers or trucks. And it's been in storage since. And we've been in talks with Cork County Council, and they've very graciously offered 5 acres of land to us. And we're in the process of looking to sign a lease on that and take a step by step to get this pool built.
So tell me how this came about, how you end up with a modular swimming pool on the back of trucks on its way to Cork.
So the new way of building pools is modular based. So if anybody is paying attention to what's happened in Paris at the Olympic Games recently, the swimming complex or pool is inside a football stadium, and it's basically been put in place for the Olympic Games and will be dismantled after the Paris Games take place in a few weeks' time. So this pool was obviously a training pool. It's 6 lanes, 2.5 meter wide lane. So it's the full Olympic standard and 50 meters long. And it wasn't being used after the Commonwealth Games. Went into storage. Storage is expensive. They came looking for a buyer. Swim Ireland contacted a number of clubs around the country. Initially, we tried to align with other clubs to do it, but you know that wasn't to be the case. So we tried to have a go and buy it ourselves, and with the help of some of our members and supporting that, we managed to buy it, and it's paid for, and it's sitting in a warehouse in Cork. So the way they work is you need a facility, and the facility obviously costs a lot of money to build, and this pool then can get built very quickly inside the facility and ends up looking like a normal swimming pool.
So where are you guys based in Cork at the moment?
So Dolphin Swimming Club is based in Mayfield, in Mayfield Sports Complex. So Paul O'Leary, general manager and the team, look after us there really well. And we've been there since 1970s. And the Cork was first established in 1901. So it's been around for a long time. And we have about 200 competitive swimmers and about 140 learned to swim. So this is from ages 5 in armbands up to about 10.
Okay, so that's where you're based at the moment. You'd have to build a whole new complex then around this. I mean, how close or far away is it compared to where you are at the moment?
It's not too far away. It's in Glanmire, so it'll be about 10 minutes away from where we currently are, and it's still very central to Cork City, about 15 minutes in total. Yes, we'd have to build a completely new facility. We're looking at some new technologies. There's a technology called Sprung, which is basically aluminium frames and kind of a high-tech covering over it, which is very robust. And in the US, they operate at temperatures from, you know, plus 40 degrees down to minus 30 degrees. So all of that's been looked at, but none of this will happen unless, you know, we can get kind of significant funding.
Okay, so sorry, that might be something like we would see, I'm trying to think of examples of it. There's kind of a place near Leopardstown Racecourse or Tennis Ireland of places.
There
like
is,
this.
Absolutely, yeah. Blackrock College have put one in for their sports facilities, absolutely. I think there's about 15 examples in Ireland at the moment. It's still a relatively new technology, but it is well-established.
So that might be a more cost-effective way of essentially building the shelter for the pool. And then,
correct.
And then there's a kind of a job of work then in groundworks. You've got to excavate the space. And does all of the mechanics that come with it, the pump room and all of that, does that come with the pool, or you guys have to supply that?
No, we have all of that. So what we've bought is basically the pool is made up of 1 meter by 2 meter metal sections that clip together, and you form your rectangle, and then within that there's all the pumps, the filters, the pipework, the heat exchangers, that's all there. What we would then need to pay for is there's a very specialized company then to come along, and they put the lining into the pool and basically make it watertight and put that in place. So you need to do that, and you need the facility then to go around it, like changing rooms, dressing rooms, water, heat, electricity, that sort of stuff.
How much money do you need, and how short are you?
Well, so the problem we've had was, so the pool literally arrived in May. We'd only literally bought it a month before that. There's this wonderful system that the Irish government have, which is large scale sports infrastructure funding, and you can get up to 50 million in funding from that if you have the right project. That happens to open in June and close in July, so we went ahead and applied for it anyway. But like the timing wasn't right for us, in the sense that A, you have to own the land or have a lease on the land, and we're still in the process of going through that. And B, the government will support, for the right project, the government will support 70% of the funding. So if you assume for a minute that the pool costs us 10 million, that means I need to have 3 million cash in the bank. And we're just not in the position to do that, or we don't have the time to even fund.
And sorry, I know you probably don't have exact figures, but is that ballpark what you're talking about?
Yeah, just to put in the pool and the facility itself. Yeah, being realistic about it, we might be able to do it cheaper. And this is why, you know, you're talking to me today. We kicked off a GoFundMe page this week under Dolphin Swimming Club. And we're looking to generate 100,000 in euros for planning and design, so we can actually get it to the next stage and know the exact answer to that question you've just asked me.
How deep is the pool?
The pool is 2 meters deep. It's 50 meters long. And
so you won't break any world records, because this is what I was fascinated by the Olympic pool, because it's one of these modular builds. Apparently, and you'd know more about this, Giuseppe, they need to be 3 meters deep, because otherwise the downward kind of wave pressure comes back up and hits the athlete swimming.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk about that in Paris compared to Tokyo. I think in Tokyo it was 4 meters deep and there was more world records broken. But you know, at the same time, there was still plenty of world records broken in the pool in Paris over the last couple of weeks. I mean, our pool is not about breaking world records. Our pool is about...
That'd be nice to break a few, though, wouldn't it?
Well, it would indeed, yeah. But it's about facilitating the swimmers of Ireland, and particularly Cork. We have swimmers as young as 14 who are on the national performance pathway, who have to leave their house at 4 a.m. in the morning and travel to Limerick. And they don't get back into school till 10:30 that morning. If we want swimmers of the standard of Mona McSherry or Daniel Whiffen coming out of Cork, they need to have ready access to a swimming pool. But on top of that, all of the clubs in Cork have long waiting lists in terms of learn to swim. Trying to get access to kind of pool facilities and pool space is a huge issue. Our waiting list is 2 years long, just to get 5-6 year olds in to learn to swim. If we had a facility like this, a pool like this would easily accommodate 120 swimmers in a session, and that frees up loads of space from around the other pools.
Oh, listen, every parent in the country knows that pain of those waiting lists or the lotteries, and you're up at 5 or 6 in the morning to get your ticket so that you might get a spot in the swimming lessons this year. Listen, we wish you the best of luck with it, Giuseppe. Giuseppe Whelan is the chairman of Dolphin Swimming Club. They're based there in Mayfield in Cork, but hoping that they will have a 50-metre pool up and running in the not-too-distant future, just up the road in Glanmire. Miriam has another suggestion. I live in Bandon, town of over 7,500 people. We don't have a swimming pool at all or a cinema. Please bring the pool to Bandon. Giuseppe, somebody else says, we don't need swimming pools in this country. There are beaches, rivers and lakes. There's open water swimming in the Olympics. Toughen up. What a worthwhile text to send in. Anyway, thank you for it.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.